Welcome back to Eco Talk, and I sure love doing this program and hope we can continue. I get inspired every day by the folks that come on this program, and one of the more inspiring women I've heard about recently is Judy Wick. She's the owner of the celebrated White Dog Cafe. It's located on Sansom Street, not in San Francisco where we are, but in Philadelphia. Through her longtime commitment developing green business practices, Wick has proven that being kind to the earth and running a successful business are not mutually exclusive, and now she finds a new urgency in her work, as many of us do. Welcome to EcoTalk, Judy Wicks.
Thank you, Betsy.
What inspired the White Dog Cafe, and what's happened to it in the years since you opened it?
Well, I started the White Dog almost 25 years ago on the first floor of my house. So I've worked and lived in the same community for many, many years, and I've been very committed to building relationships in my own community with my employees and my neighbors and with the farmers who grow our food in our region.
When did you open your doors?
In January of 1983.
That was way ahead of its time in terms of a community gathering place and a place to inspire activism.
Right, and also ahead of its time in terms of the trend towards American food. We kind of caught the wave near the beginning, and I would just wanted to start a restaurant that was different from all the foreign-based places I had been before, like French restaurants with all their heavy sauces and imported ingredients. And I just wanted to have a simple place that had fresh local food where people could come and gather and talk about the issues of the day.
And you're walking the talk in terms of using some wind power, and I don't know if you're composting on your property, but you're also trying to get the city of Philadelphia to do more restaurant composting?
Well, actually, we have our own composting that we have developed in partnership with the University of Pennsylvania, which is right behind us, and the other restaurants on our block. And we just opened this communal compost system a few weeks ago. And the compost is going to be used by the university for landscaping their campus.
That's great.
And, in terms of the wind power that you mentioned, we were the first business in Pennsylvania to purchase 100% of our electricity from a wind power company.
And you're looking into putting solar panels on your roof?
Yes, for heating our water. We're just starting plans for that.
And how are people who visit your restaurant being impacted by what you're not only doing, but I imagine, you know, topic of conversation?
Well, we do a lot of different educational programs at the White Dog. We have table talks and storytellings and community tours. So we take our customers on, for instance, a green building tour or to see homes that are have solar panels. We have talks by prominent authors on sustainability. So our customers are, this has really become a hub for people that are interested in sustainability, as well as a place that people come to have fun. We're all about celebration and celebrating our community, and we have many traditional events, block parties out in the street, and our pajama party brunch and so on that celebrate the joy of community and diversity. So it's not just all about serious things, but also about fun and how we can have fun in our own communities. We don't have to be traveling around the world and using up all those carbon emissions on things like that when we can have fun at home.
I'm sure a lot of listeners are like myself thinking, I wish you'd open up in our town, but I guess that kind of is defeating the purpose.
Right, exactly, because I'm very much into being one place, very community-based, and don't believe in chains. I think it's important to go deeper in your own community than to do a cookie-cutter model that is replicated across the country and then ends up being sold to a big multinational and concentrating ownership further.
We hear you. You know, it's interesting, in addition to all the green aspects, which are wonderful, and just the fact that you were really ahead of the curve, you know, it's really kind of going back to, you know, the past, and it's really just about simplifying and good old-fashioned local organic food and good old-fashioned fun and community interaction, and it seems like such an exotic concept, and yet it's really the way things should be.
Well, that's true. I mean, there's certainly differences in terms of our technology, especially around communications, you know, with the Internet and so on, that make it easier, really, to share our cultures and our ideas and so on. So it's a little bit of tradition mixed with some contemporary benefits.
And, you know, it's, yeah, the Internet is great, but it can be lonely. There's nothing like good old human interaction.
That's for sure. And I think that the lack of community has made Americans depressed. They say that we're very unhappy as a society, even though our economy continues to grow. It's kind of gone past the point at which it makes us happier. And this lack of community, that having a continually growing economy that's based so much on imports and exports, leaves us without some of the basic relationships that used to be the foundation of communities, like knowing who bakes your bread and who brews your beer and who grows your food and sews your clothes and builds your houses. These were what made life fulfilling and interesting and secure.
And wouldn't it be interesting if global warming turned out to be the green lining in terms of bringing people together and creating community? And I can't think of a better united cause, given we all live on this planet.
Absolutely, and I do think that that the global warming is definitely putting wind in the sails of the local living economy movement, and making it clear that this is not a utopian vision, but really the pathway to our survival.
And it's not just for environmentalists anymore. Environmental protection, everyone who eats, breathes, or drinks. And you're offering some great food to eat and drinks, I'm sure, and just a great community spirit. Good for you, Judy Wicks.
Well, thank you.
You've gotten so many awards. The page is so long, I'm not even going to begin to read them. You've done a lot of great things and really achieved a lot in your life, and just hope you continue, and hope others are inspired to start their own community cafe. Why not? Right?
That's right.
Okay. So Judy Wicks with the White Dog Cafe, wishing her good luck in the future. We'll be back right after the news break with a guy I promise will also inspire you, Chad Pagracki, cleaning up America's rivers one piece of garbage at a time.